basically yesterday, the Gabi Shvias Nami, Tosis quotes the Mishnah, Shvias, and Tosis explains that the Pshat is that Klal Gadol means that there's a Chumrah in the first Mishnah in Shvias for the Gish Labior, and the second case is the Emel Bior. Tosis asks at the end, the Afa Gabi Tani Hasam Bibava Achrita, Klal Gadol Amo Bishvias, the Lok Tani Vasre Klal Acher. In the eighth paragraph of Shvias, you also have a reference to a klal, and there again it says klal gadol. So how could the Gemara say that it says klal gadol because it says od klal acher afterwards? So what do you do with the eighth paragraph of Shvias, where again it says klal gadol? What was the klal over there? It talks about whether you want to use the paris of Shvias for something which is less than the normal use, like for a medicine of some kind. So it says that you wouldn't normally want to do that. It says, Klal Gadol Amar B'Shvias Klal Meyuchad L'Machal Adam Eino Osin Mimenu Merugma L'Adam. Merugma is a refuah. Ein Tzarach Lomo L'Behema. Hoshe Eino Meyuchad L'Machal Adam Osin Mimenu Merugma L'Adam. Avalo L'Behema. So, what's the Tasha? Klal Gadol. It doesn't say Od Klal Acher afterwards. So it says, Kem D'Ktani Klal Katan Kamei Shayecho Misni Basrei Klal Gadol. Since it says earlier, a Klal Katan, namely the second Mishnah of the seventh parak, and Tos explained that's called a Klal Katan because relative to the Mishnah before it, it doesn't have the din of Biur. So therefore, you could say Klal Gadol afterwards because relative to the Klal before it. I didn't understand exactly Pshat. The Klal Gadol, it's called a Klal Katan earlier because it doesn't have Biur, and the Mishnah before it has Biur. So I understand why it's a Klal Katan in that respect. But the Nogea Mishnah, which discusses something totally different about Enos and Merugma La'adam, what is the fact that the Engel Beer have to do with that? So, I mean, we're going to talk about Klal Gadol and Katan in terms of quantity or something, like Rashi's Mahalach, then I could say, well, the Klal Gadol that comes later is greater than the Klal before it, which is Katan. So it doesn't always have to be that it's Katan, the Katan comes afterwards, the Katan could come before. Good, but if the whole point of why the klal before was katan and the first klal of Perek Shvi with Gadol was because of the yesh l'bir ein l'bir, it also said a minute before. So what does he say now that it says klal again because the klal before it was katan? It was only katan relative to the Mishnah before it. It's not katan relative to the Mishnah of Perek Ches. I don't know Pshat. That's Tosis's point. Kasha is Ochor, it says klal Gadol again afterwards. The next Tosis we basically saw yesterday, Gabi Maisa Ditani Od Klal Acher Asa Gemara. So Tosis says, why should it say Klal Gadol there? It's not Gadol Min Hasheni, so we noted the Rishonim point out that it is Gadol Min Hasheni. There are a couple of conditions mentioned in the first Mishnah, Ochel and Nishmar, Giduah Min Haaretz. So we wanted to say Pshat to Tosis, why Tosis didn't think that was called a difference in numbers. It's all one essential Klal. Yeah, so then the Gemara rejects the first premise of why it says Klal Gadol, because of why doesn't say by Meister. So the Gemara brings Rav Yossi bar Avin, that Shabbos is Shvi'is Yisbuhu Avus Betodos, therefore Tana Gadol. Says Tosos Va'afil V'Rava Da'amar B'moy Katan Gabi Shvi'is Avus Asar Achmana Todos Lo Asar Achmana. The Gemara in Shvi'is, Rava's Shita is that there's no Yisra Min HaTorah of Todos. So how could the Gemara say that this is true by Shvi'is as well as Shabbos? Shabbos is the din of Avos Todos Midaraisa, that's certain. We were now Todos. Achas Mehena, the Gemara later Darsh is Todos. But Shvi'is is no Issa Midaraisa of Todos. So how does that work out with Shitas Rava in Mudkatan? So Tosos says, Mikomak Midrabanan Mia Ispe Avos Todos. The fact that there's Todos and Rabbanan is also sufficient to quote a Klal Gadol. The fact is, there's Avos and there's Todos. Whatever the Madrega is, Todos to Rabbanan, let it be to Rabbanan. The Imtomar, the Maiser, Ikanami, Avos for Todos. Ah, so Chor, how could the Gemara say that Maiser doesn't have Avos for Todos? I'll show you a paradigm, a model of Avos for Todos by Maiser as well. The Midoraisa, Dogan, Vitiros, Vyitzar, Midrabbanan, Kol Mili. The din is that the Meiser is knowing Midoraisa only by Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Again, Tosis holds this way many times. Many Rishonim hold this. Rashi also, we saw yesterday, holds this way that Midoraisa, the din of Meiser is limited to Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Dagan is grain, Tirosh is wine. I think it's called Tirosh when it's still in the vat. So it's called Tirosh at that point. Comes out, it's called Yayin. and Yitzhar is oil. So that's the rice, and everything else is Drabbanan. The shaila about Zaysim and Anavim themselves is that called Tirosh V'Yitzar. It's after when it gets to the state where it's Tirosh, it's already been pressed. Also a discussion. But basically, that's the cloud. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, however you define the specifics of it. But any other mean, not Zaysim and Anavim, not Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, so Tosa says it's only Drabbanan. So you have Avos and you have Todos. You have Avos, referring to the Chiyuv Meiser of Dabbat Yush V'Yitzar, and you have Todos, the fact that Midrabbanan, there's a Chiyuv Meiser in every other type of thing as well. Which would mean other Peros, right? What else would it mean? Yirakos, right? That's what we see later in the Gemara. That the Meiser has over Peya, right? That even Yerek, which is not Machisa Lukiyum, is also Chayiv and Meiser. Why not refer to that difference between the Chiyuv Doraisa of Dabbat Yush V'Yitzar and the other things which are Drabbanan as Avos and Tos. Stosis Kash. V'yeshlom. D'lo shayich lahaskir Avos v'todos v'mili d'les bei isa melachos. This is supposed to say. The Russian is, it's not shayich to mention Avos v'todos. You can't say Avos and Todos by something that doesn't have in it isa melachos. In other words, Shavuos and Shabbos, there's an Issa Melacha. So we discuss Avos, Todos, the Issa Melacha of Avos, the Issa Melacha of Todos, by Shabbos, by Shavuos as well. Those Melachos that are in the Torah are Melachos Doraisa. Those Melachos that are not in the Torah mentioned that those are Melachos Rabbanan. Here, not talking about Melachos, we're talking about the Peros that are, those Peros which are Chayiv Doraisa, those Minim that are Chayiv Doraisa, those are Rabbanan. What is Pshat? So what does Tosis mean exactly? So Chor is a machlokis in the Mepharshim, how to learn Pshat here. The Mashal, I mean, the truth is, without even explaining the Svara, what is Tosis saying? Pashat, the words read as, Avos and Todos means when it's talking about Malach. In other words, you will not find the terminology Avos and Todos in a context other than Isa Malach, like you have Shvias and Avos, and Shabbos. So what does everyone ask about? The Rashba asks also, the Rashba already asked the Kasha. Mashal asked the Kasha. Where do you find Avos v'Todos? Where does it? Zizikin, Avos Zizikin, again, Baba Kama, where else?
Tuma.
The Gemara mentions it as well. Tuma, Rish, Avos, and Todos, Risha, Vlada Tuma, where else? Nigoyim, beginning of Nigoyim, you have Maros Nigoyim, those which are the Iker, and those are which are the Torah, and those which are derivatives of them. You have very often the terms Avos and Todos are used not just in the context of Issa Melacha. Zakatos says so, you know, so readily that this is what Avos and Todos are. So the Mashal and the Maram learn one way, and the Mashal doesn't like the Pshat and learns a different way. Pshat. What does the Mashal say? That Tosus doesn't mean Dafke Issa Melachos per se. The term Avos and Todos only refers to something similar to Issa Melacha. Tosus love Dafki Issa Melacha, but something like it as well. Like, you could always say Mezikin would be similar in a certain respect, and so too will the other examples. Tuma, what is that characteristic of Issa Melachos? So, the fact, what does he say? No, someone. What does he say? How do you understand? It's more right to corner. In other words, if something is an av, you understand intuitively that that's more. That's what it should be, and the Tolda is like not really doma to the Av so much. It's less, it's somehow second class, right? But there's some sort of a chidush that Tolda also has the same halacha, or some halacha that's similar to the Av. So that's true when it comes to Shabbos. That the Av is more nearer kimalacha than the Tolda. You know, why is that so exactly? Why is that so? Doesn't explain. The Mashal doesn't explain it. Let's just read the words of the Mashal. The Nezikin, that which is called an Av, that's in the Gicha in the Torah, is more nearer care what? It's more nearer as what? The Mazik. Yeah. And those which are Todos of Negicha, Shicha, that's not as much nearer to Mazik. And so it is, I guess, with Negoyin. Tuma, the Avat Tuma, that's more nearer, that's Metame. Masha'en came what? Meister. Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzar, that's not any more nearer than that should be chayiv. Like, it doesn't mean, I mean, it's just that the Torah said, right, this is where there's a chiyuv and this is no chiyuv. Yes, that's what the Mashal says. Yeah, what do you say?
It doesn't seem like in Bava Kama, especially by Nezikin, the Gemara speaks about the only difference between an Av and a Toda in terms of why one's called an Av and Toda is because of Ksivim Bakra. That's the only difference.
By Shabbos, we're talking. So by Shabbos, are you talking
about? By Nezikin.
By Nezikin.
In terms of what's a Mazik, there's no.
Right, in the Gemara, you don't see it. Correct. And why in Svar should you say? Right? Why does the Shicha be less of a Mazik as an Icha? Right? I don't know. Chorin and Shicha, biting, so what? Torah's a Negicha. Yeah, the Lashon of the Mashal. The Nir El Yashay, the Dafka Be'isa Melacha Shahav Yosef Nir El Melacha Me'er Todas. I mean, even that, let's see if we can appreciate what he means here. Why is the Av more Nir El Melacha? We talk about Av Melacha Shabbos. It's more Nira Ke Melacha. What do you mean? It's a Pu'ula called an Av. What makes it an Av? What makes something an Av for Shabbos? It was right. Gemara Drashin Bavakam is Gemara says Chashiva. The Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva is another gear. So also Havi beginning Bavakam. The Havi B'Mishkan V'Chashiva. If it's one thing, so the Iker is that was in a Mishkan. So that would mean the fact that it was used in a Mishkan that makes it more nearer. Is that really so? It's more nearer l'malacha because it was the Mishkan. I mean, because of the Mishkan, that therefore gives it a shame malacha. That's what it means. Gives it a shame malacha because of it, that's why it's more nearer to malacha. The other gear is a vichashiva, it sounds like it has an independent chashiva, so that's maybe even more so. It's nearer to malacha because it has some sort of chashiva, it's more so than the Torah. And he goes on, the chengli in the zikin, ha'av nearer yosel l'mazik, may I tell them. Yeah. The av is more nearer to mazik. Again, the Chor is to say that the Torah says that. That's what the Torah says. You can say, you can start touching up. The Torah says it because that's the Iker Mazik is the one the Torah says. But you have to know, you know, you can always say it's not a contradiction to what the Gemara says. It's in the Torah. Because that's the more, the Iker way of being Mazik through Karen is Negicha, for example. Yeah, but why is that so? What is the example? What's the Toda of Shame? It's Chachla Bekosel Ana'asa. So what, this is, that's nice, nearer to mazik. Maybe you can hear it there a little bit better. Shane, when it eats, that's, the ikir maisa mazik of Shane is when it eats. When it's sort of doing something in the male, it's getting a certain hana, lehazeka, so that's like a description that has a certain characteristic that the av has as well. But the more, the ikir maisa mazik is Shane directly. I don't hear for the gicha as well. What are you going to say, the gicha? Gicha, that's an ikir mazik, it's gore. And when it bites, it's not near as much of a mazik. Yeah, Elamai, the Torah says negicha. Yeah. Not clear what he says. And the Rashba, of course, asks the Kasha. Doesn't answer. The Rashba asks that from the Zikin, is where he answers. Masha'ekin b'isra'achila, then the Ezek Sad, nireis hazai, so ha'gefen la'av yosem ne'arimon ha'estov. Yeah, the Maran goes along the same lines as the Marshal. Maran puts it maybe a little different terminology. He says that when it comes to Malacha, the Sabara is a Toda, is a Malacha Gurua Uchusa min Ha'av. It doesn't sound so much because it was not in the Mishkan from the Maran. It sounds like inherently, a Malacha that's a Toda is a Malacha Gurua. And by the Sikin, a Toda he Gurua, doesn't explain. The Ein Nira Kokach can magically ischayev of Kmoala Avachin Gavi Tuma. The Maram goes beyond the Mashal, explaining also by Tuma. Toda, that's obvious. Toda is the region of the Shein Yil Tuma. Gavi Meiser, the Av is Dagon Tirish Vyitzer. The Toda is a Shaman Yiparos. So in Asvara, Ein Nirim Shar Peros, Chusim Shalol ischayev in Meiser Kmoala Gepen. There is a Kosu, who Shalol ischayev in Meiser. Yet we hear the Meister half very well. We just don't know exactly why all those other cases are more readily seen as an Av in the case that's put an Av than the case of a Tosus. The Marshal seems good, but the words of Tosus seem to say what the Maram Marshal are saying in Pshat and Tosus, that the term Av and Toda is except that they Tosus is Malacha, they say it means Malacha and anything like it. That's how they have to read the words of Tosus. The less they use malachos, or that doesn't have use malacha, like that which by malacha it's more nearer like a malacha. That's how they'll read it. What does the Mashah say? He doesn't like the pshat. Maybe because Tosus says isa malacha. Right, so it's not much specific to isa malacha. So why can't you see avos v'todos other places? You do find avos v'todos where there's no isa malacha. So what does Tosus mean, says the Mashah? That you can't say Kal Gadol based on avos v'todos unless there's an isa malacha. That's what Tosus means. Not that you can't use the term avos v'todos if there's no isa malacha. You can't explain what we're saying pshat in the Mishnah that it says Kal Gadol because yesh bo avos v'todos unless it's an avos v'todos that comes with an isa malacha. If it's avos v'todos that's also called avos v'todos. I understand you can use the term if you want. You want to call davar yesh b'yitzar an av and call shar peros a toda? Fine. I have no objection per se to do that. But you couldn't now use the term Kal Gadol based on such a model of avos v'todos that's not linked to isa malacha. That's what the Mashah said. What's the pshat in the Mashah? Why not? So what is really the ikur then? What is the point of the Gemara's explanation of Kal Gadol? That why is it Kal Gadol? Because of what aspect then? What does it boil down to? Isa malacha. So why does the Gemara say avos v'todos at all? So the ikur point is the Gemara should say that it says Kal Gadol because it's an isa malacha by Shvi'is and by Shabbos. Why does the Gemara have to go like this to say because it has avos v'todos of isa malacha, as opposed to the fact that Meiser is avos v'todos fine, but it's not isa malacha. So the ikur point is that Kal Gadol is because of isa malacha, not because of avos v'todos. Here's what it comes down to according to the Mashnah. And further, I don't understand, I mean, the Lashon HaTosis, then how do you read the Lashon HaTosis? The Lo Shayach Lahaskir Avos V'Todos, the Nili Deres Be'Isa Malachos.
He
says, Lo Shayach
Lahaskir Avos V'Todos in the Mishnah.
Avos V'Todos, Lo Shayach Lahaskir?
Yeah.
But Lahaskir, it's not mentioning, it says Kal Gadol in the Mishnah. It doesn't say Avos V'Todos in the Mishnah. The Lashon, it's not Shayach to mention.
Kal Gadol, you've been Ramis to Avos V'Todos.
Yeah, see. So Lahaskir is going on what? Lahaskir to mention Kal Gadol about Avos V'Todos. That's how you have to read it. Lahaskir, Kal Gadol, regarding, based on Avos V'Todos, if there's no Isa Malacha. But if Avos V'Todos of Isa Malacha, then we could say Kal Gadol. So why does Avos V'Todos have to do it? It's because of the Isa Malacha. Further, I don't also don't understand according to the Mashah. So what does the Gemara ask then in the next line of the Gemara? Ulubar Kapara, the Tani Kal Gadol B'Meiser, he does say Kal Gadol. What does the Gemara ask? What's the lesson of the Gemara's Kasha? According to the Mashal and the Marama, I understand the Gemara's words. Because it's clear that Avos V'Todos don't make sense in the case of Meiser. Because, as they explain, that which is, it's not less reason to Mechuv and Meiser if it's not Dag Tish V'Yitzah. So therefore, the reason you just said doesn't follow. Because my Avos and my Todos Ika. Right, so you can't say how come it says Kal Gadol. According to the Mashah, right? It says my Avos my Todos Ika. Well, what should the Gemara be saying? Their Avos v'Todos. Well, yeah, that's fine. Tosus point that you can call that Avos v'Todos. The critical point is, but the Kal Gadol is only mentioned when it's an Avos v'Todos of Isa Malacha. So what should the Gemara be asking? According to Bar Kapara, that he says Kal Gadol by Meiser, how could it be? True, it's Avos V'Todos. It's not Avos V'Todos of what? Of Isa Malacha. So what's my Avos my Todos Ika? So the Gemara doesn't sound like the Mashah. You have to somehow read the Gemara also like with a little bit of a something self-understood. My Avos my Todos Ika, meaning an Avos V'Todos that we're talking about. The Avos and Todos that relate to Isa Malacha, which is what we need in order to justify saying Kal Gadol. In order to say Kal Gadol, it's got to be Avos V'Todos of Isa Malacha. And by Meiser, you don't have Avos V'Todos of Isa Malacha. So my Avos my Todos Ika, namely my Avos my Todos of Isa Malacha. It's a dochik in the words. It doesn't sound that way. My Avos my Todos Ika, straightforward. So we have two pshat in the Tosas, neither of which is so. Neither of which sounds so appealing. A kopan, Tosus is asking the kashya and giving a teretz. We don't understand pshat. Yeah. Does anyone have anything to say? Can you say pshat? How do you even have a svar for the masha, for the mashal? Something.
Could it be that Malacha, in the Shabbos, I think Rav Silverman said that Malacha is a reference to only someone which creates something new, a constructive act. That could it be that Tosa is not referring to that in terms of Malacha, like we would normally say, it just means anything that's constructive. By Shavuos, this mirror would be constructive, and by Shabbos, this serum would be constructive. But by Master, you're not changing anything. It's the Master. Your serum are always Master.
Okay, so what does that do with Avos and Tosas?
The only time we say Avos and Tosas, the Malachas, is any time it's something constructive. And so.
I mean, so what Pshat are you trying to explain now? We're going according to the Marshal's Pshat, according to the Marshal's Pshat. How are you translating? How are you translating
the Marsha?
The Marsha. You can only use the term Avos V'Tolos or Malach. And what's the Marsha say? Meaning because there's less of a reason to consider it to be a Malach, if it's a Tolda, less reason to make it.
So, anytime it's when we're saying Malach, we don't mean a Malach is just specifically for, like we say Nezikin. Nezikin is creating a new situation also. By
Nezikin, he's saying that by the Tolda is, what's he saying? It's less Dome Melamazik. So we want to know, why is that automatically the case? By all the Toldas of Nezikin, is that really the case? Is the Neshicha less of a Mazik in Svara than Negicha? So how does that have that answer? That's still not answered. By Shabbos, we have something of a Pshat. The Mishkan is Koveya, that's called, it's more right to be Malacha, where it independently has more of a Hashivas, especially the Gerson Baba Kama Vichashiva. So there's something inherently Chashiv about the act. Yeah.
I thought what the Maharshal was saying was that by Nezikin, for example, if you didn't have the Av, you would assume that the Kalada is not a problem. Like with the Gorin, right? That's the general way Ox damages someone else in a violent way, not like
shame.
That's the
Kavanah Salahat.
You wouldn't assume that biting was us. You'd assume that biting would be okay also.
If it wasn't us, sir, I wouldn't know the Tolda.
Meaning,
if the Torah
is through the Av, you also realize that the Tolada is going to be us or opposite.
I mean, there's a certain, the essence is that there's a certain characteristic. Like each Av has a characteristic. Kavanah Salahat. Shane is another Zayt. The Tolda has the same characteristic as the Av, but the Av seems to be more nearer to Mazik than the Tolda. Why is that always the case? Why is it automatically the case? The Negicha is more nearer to Mazik by its nature. That's not so clear in the Mashal. But at least the word, and what's also a little bit dochik in the word Tosus according to the Mashal, the Goshaych Lahaskir Ella, the meat directly of Isimalachos. Tosus doesn't really mean just that. It means by something that's not malachos, or, you know, similar to that, that the same svar would apply in terms of explaining that the concept. Tosus doesn't really elaborate. What does Tosus ask now? B'in tomar u'b'kal acher n'shabes yishviyis l'sni namikal gado mehaytan. No, if you have a reason of avos v'togos that applies by Shabbos and Shviyis, and that's why it says kal gado. So why only say it the first time? Why not also say Kal Gadol the second by the Od Kal Acher? Right? The second Mishnah in Shabbat, in the third Mishnah in our Perek, and the second Mishnah that follows in Shviyas, it should be Gadol. So Tosef Yeshlama, the Lord Sarah of Nisni, the Kal Gadol Kama Kai. It's going on the first Kal Gadol. Bachi Kamar, Od Kal Gadol Acher Amru. Don't have to repeat it. It's all connected to the same adjective that was used the first time. Rabose, from this Tosus Kasha, I think you see Tosus clearly did not learn the way we said yesterday, right? Yesterday I wanted to say, maybe based on the Diyuk of the Gemara, that it doesn't say Ella, right? It only says Ella later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara goes to the last explanation of Gadol, Shviyas, Shabbos Mishviyas, Shviyas Mimaiser. But here, Amar Yossi Baravin. So we wanted to say that it's not that we're falling away completely from the first point, that Kal Gadol means relative to the Kal Acher. It's just that we had a bit of a difficulty. What about Meiser? Meiser doesn't fit that. The answer is, there's another aspect that has to also go into the determination of Gadol. Gadol versus something Kal Acher, but also if it's Isbe Yavis Etobis. That's why it doesn't say Ella. Nope. Tosis, clearly Tosis didn't learn that way, right? Because Tosis wants to know, based on this explanation, why not say Gadol the second time? What do you mean? The whole point is that it's Gadol because this is the first cloud, it's a Kalachet. So it says Gadol the first time. But not just that, because Maisa also has that, but it has to also be Avos V'Toldos. The two Svaros combined. Good, so Tosis Kasha wouldn't start. We have a simple answer to the kasha. According to the pshat we said yesterday, there's no kasha. It's not going to say Gadol the second time. The whole point is Gadol because of there's a kalacha, like we said before. But that, together with this one, Patosis, it's mucha, he understood this is an independent reason. Klal Gadol, because of Avos V'Toldos. Why not say it every time? And what's the pshat exactly? Because of Avos V'Toldos, therefore it's called Gadol. You have to say, it's an Inyan Gadol. It's a big Inyan. It has Avos, it has Toldos. And therefore, cloud that has to do with a big topic that has Avos V'Toldos, that's called, the Mishnah encodes the word Gadol in the cloud because of the bigger Inyan that we're talking about. So Tosis asks, so every time you talk about a cloud related to a big Inyan, it should say Gadol because it's a big Inyan. So Tosis, you don't have to repeat Gadol each time. The adjective Gadol goes here and goes later. We know it's an Inyan Gadol already. So the cloud of the next cloud is also a cloud Gadol because it says it before. So now the Gemara pulls away from the earlier explanation because the Gemara asks from Bar Kapara. Right? Bar Kapara is the one who had in his Mishnayis Kal Gadol by Meiser as well. So now we want to use, according to the Rishonim, one Teretz, we want to use one reason for everybody. Or by Bar Kapara, you can't have the second reason. The first reason, I mean, because he didn't have a kal acher, so now you have to come up with something new. So the Gemara says, because the Gadol of Shabbos is compared to Shvius, in one respect, Shabbos is Gadol Onsho Shvius, and so it is Shvius from Maisa. What's the Gadol Onsho Shabbos Misho Shvius? So the Gemara says that Shabbos is Isa Ben Betalosh Ben B'machuber, and Shvius is B'machuber but not Betalosh. Says Tosus with Pirush Akuntris in the Farish, the Talush Shenitrash Kodem Shabbos, the Kodem Shvius. When he says the Talush, it means when it comes to Shabbos, the Peri came off the tree before Shabbos, or by Shvius it means before Shvius. Mashma Sherotza LeFarish Shvius the Mechuber Isa. What would it mean that by Mechuber Shvius the Mechuber Isa the Mechuber Erev Shvius the Nitrash. In other words, it was attached still when Shvius came in. Erev Shvius meaning just before Shvius, and Shvius entered in the state that the tree was mechuber, and then it got detached b'Shvius. Umayri be'iser peros Shvius la'achila. And the whole discussion then is regarding not the avoda of Shvius, the isurim of avoda, but rather the iser of peros Shvius la'achila. How did Tosa explain Rashi? What does it mean? Onsho Shul Shabbos is Gadol Misho Shvius in what sense? That Shabbos is Isa Ben Betolosh Ben Mechuber, meaning that even something which was Talosh before Shabbos would exist what on Shabbos? Would exist an Isra of Tchina. Meaning, so what's Tchina an example of? An Isra of Malacha. So when it comes to Shabbos, there's an Isra Malacha, not just the Mechuber, like Zira, for example, but even the Isra Malacha exists even B'Tolosh. Whereas by Shvius, so it only exists the Mechuber, but not B'Tolosh, meaning to say that by Shvius, that which is B'Tolosh would not have an Isra Peros. So in other words, they're not comparable, right? In other words, Shabbos refers to the Inyan of Isa Malacha, that's the context there, not the Isa of the Chefza. And Shvius refers to the Isa of the Chefza, the Peros.
But why is the
Achila? Isa, Shvius la'achila, he means, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean the Hanhaga and the Peros, you can't use it. It says la'acha, right? Chor means la'acha. Pashim means la'acha below is chor. It means achila dafka. You can't use it for things other than achila. That's what he means. It, or it could what? Or what?
Why not compare it with some Malacha also?
Yeah, Tosis is going to say that, correct. But Tosis apparently saw Rashi differently. Right, you're saying it's going to be ultimately... What?
Even at this point, this question,
yes, you're asking where Tosis see in Rashi this pshat. That's what you're asking. Good, you're asking good. In other words, where does Tosis see in Rashi that's the case? That the discussion of Shavuos, the Mechuber means the Mechuber Issa, the Issa Peiros Shavuos. Where did Rashi say that? Rashi just said, the Shabbos Issa le'Issa dida bein bedavah shayatalosh bod yom, bein bedavah shabachub v'mishakidah shayom. That refers, of course, to Malach of Shabbos, fine. The Yehu Shavuos, bedavah shaymechub v'mishakidah shavuos Issa, meaning Issa for what? If it was Mechuber, then it'll be an Issa, there'll be an Indian of Avisa Malacha, no? Abogdavah shayatalosh, if they shavuos less, we're supposed to see in Rashi that we're talking about the inyan of peros shvius, la'achila, that there has to be la'achila and you can't use it for other things. No, but that's the case that it's mutter. That's the case that's mutter. Because it became
Tosus
saw in Rashi that with the mechuber isa means there was niklas b'shvius. Correct. So where Tosus see that Rashi? Good. So you're saying you're moving it. So where Tosus see that Rashi? Where do you see in Rashi that it was niklas b'shvius? You're right. It's over. There's no isa malachat now. It's only the pears itself. Well, we're supposed to see that in Rashi, that we're talking about Mechuber, and now it's Tosus. I thought the same thing. Maybe that's what Tosus did, that extra word. The one word, that was Shehaya. Shehaya Mechuber, Mishikit Shavuos. If Rashi meant, in terms of the Malach, Rashi should say, Shavuos, the Davar Mechuber, Mishikit Shavuos, Issa, meaning from the Malach. But that extra word, Shehaya Mechuber, maybe that's what Tosus built out of that it became Nidgash, and obviously the discussion now is one of the payers itself. Yeah.
How
did the Rabbi find what?
How did Rabbi translate Bitsira yesterday?
Bitsira?
Bitsira, in regards to the Isser
Mwafa. Well, Sibsar. Sibsar, if you should, Bitsira is your pressing, no?
Well, if it's pressing, then that would be the Talish also.
Where's the sitza? I'm not talking Talish. What? Maybe it means, what does it mean then? More literally.
It's moving the goods from the vine.
It's pulling. It's really like, you know what it is. It's tzira by enough. That's what it is. The tzira is the equivalent of tzira. So it's talking machuva for sure. Yeah. So this is maybe the deed of Tosus. Yeah. So Tosus asks a few kashas on Rashi. The question will be, first of all, the Perusha lahavale lameimar elo gadol onsho so Shabbos ushviyis mishal mais the isnu b'machol behem mashenkin b'mais the lamale lameimar klal gadol onsho so Shabbos mishal shviyis. What do you need to make that first step of Shabbos over shviyis in the sense that Shabbos is even betalosh and shviyis is only the mechuber? If we're talking about comparing what exists by Shabbos to the fact that by Shavuos, his peros are a certain way, the Issa by peros are only the mechuber. If they were mechuber when Shavuos came in, then take Shabbos and Shavuos and use the same reasoning that we use to explain the klal gadol of Shavuos over Meiser, namely that it's no way how, even by Michael Behema, and just say Shabbos and Shavuos have that aspect over Mice. Yeah, you'll see why Fatosis Pshat, that's not a Kash. That's what Tosus asks in Rashi. Link Shabbos and Shavuos together and explain that Gado, both by Shavuos and by Shabbos, is in order to contrast them from Mice. So that which we're using explaining Gado by Shavuos to say it's greater than Meiser in the sense that it's by Meichel Behema, use that same explanation to explain the Gadol of Shabbos also vis-a-vis Meiser. Who needs the link of Gadol of Shabbos over Shavuos?
You have to equate them.
Right.
Shabbos and Shviyas.
Shabbos and Shviyas are gadol in that
together,
they are gadol over Ma'aseh. That's the kashya. Yes,
so, what machal behema is it by Shabbos?
No.
It's from Malacha.
You're quite right. That's what Tosfos is going to therefore say. With my pshat, it's clear that the kashya doesn't start.
But even with Rashi, it wasn't
him. Yeah, but according to Rashi, we're also not equating what normally is comparable. Because what do you have? The Shabbos we're talking about Issa Malacha, which Shvius we're talking about Mechuber and Tolosh Benogeya, the Peros. So the answer is good. It's not exactly the same Indian, but somehow we use that as a basis for contrasting. So that's true, then you can already use Shabbos and Shvius in the same category and contrast them both. So that's what Tosis is, doesn't pass the Kash. Because you see already we're not using it's not a perfect analogy. Ella Mira Lari. See, by the way, the Tosef Rashi asked the second Kasha in Rashi, that Bachal, it's not Doma. The issue by Shabbos is one of Malacha, and the issue by Shvius is one of the Peros. It's also not, doesn't sound right.
I don't understand why this question, the Tosef Rashi question, I understand why that derives from that reading of Rashi. But Tosef's question here, why does that have anything to do with the way he read Rashi?
No,
I mean, that question's a question.
No, because you'll see in a minute in Tosef's chat why it's not a question. Once you explain that you cannot use a mile of Shabbos over something else, if you're talking apples and oranges,
right,
then there's no kasha that how could you use Gadol of Shabbos to compare it or contrast it from Meiser, because Meiser is not by Meichel Behema and Shabbos is. No, but Shabbos is talking about Melacha. And Maisa was talking about the Chetzah, so you can't ask such a question. So what you need to do is discuss Shabbos and Shviz, which is the same wavelength. There's by both of Issa Malacha, but Shabbos has a greater Issa Malacha than Shviz. So then I could talk about Gadol by Shabbos to contrast it in terms of what relates to it, which is Issa Malacha. But if I'm talking about the Chetzah, which has no bearing on Shabbos, so then I can't compare it to Shviz, I can't compare it to Maisa, so Rashi's chat doesn't make sense, and certainly the Kasha is not a Kasha. That I should lump together Shabbos and Shvius. Because the issue by Nais has to do with the Chetzah, and the issue by Shabbos has to do with the Melacha Shiva. That's what, but since we see in Rashi, that Rashi is willing to say that we're going to say Kal Gadol by Shabbos, even though the issue of Mechuber and Talish by Shabbos relates to what in you? Melacha. And we're going to contrast that and say it's Gadol from Shvius, where it only applies. And what are we talking about there? Not Malach. We're talking about the Yisrael Mitzvah of Paris. So if you're going to do that already, then who needs to create this new Gadol of Shabbos over Shvius? Just put Shabbos and Shvius in the same category and say it's Gadol over Meis. In that Shabbos, the Malach exists even by Meichel Behema, right? You can have Meichel Behema and have the Yisrael Malach of Shabbos. And you have Paris Shvius is knowing by Meichel Behema, and Meis is not knowing. And then you don't need this first step of Gadol Shabbos over Shvius. But now Tosis own pshat is going to be good. Ela nira lari, the midi da achila de lo sheichel in Shabbos, lo sheichel meima god of Shabbos, lo mishvies v'lo mimais. We're talking about the inyan of achila, or some of us here, midi de iser achila, that which relates to an iser, relating to the achila, that doesn't make sense by Shabbos, that's not the issue there. It's not a basis for comparing or contrasting. In what way? The Issa Malachos of Shabbos is no bein betolosh bein mechuber. The ego Issa Malachos is Shvius, the mechuber Issa betolosh less. Now the Pshat is very good. We're talking about Issa Malach. The Chaimash Mivu Yerushalmi, the Tanisha Shabbos Chola Ala Kol Shvius Lo Chola Ela Ala Vodas Haoretz Bilvad. The Yerushalmi explaining the Lashon Gadol says it first that way. The Shabbos is Chola Ala Kol and Shvius is only Avodas Haoretz. So it sounds like the discussion in both cases is that of Malach.
You can only say Shabbos is only Shvius and Shvius is only
Ma'aser. Right. So it's the same. Now Rashi, the Kasha would be a Kasha. That put Shabbos and Shvius together and contrast it like that. Now that the discussion is Malacha, then obviously we have to go Shabbos and Shvius and then Shvius to Meisah.
And now therefore he's reading Mechubar in the Gemara by Shvius as still Mechubar on Shvius?
Yeah. But the issue is not the Issa of Peros, so we're talking about the Inyan of the Malacha. Okay.
why can you say that? And obviously, you can ask the question on Tosfos now. You say, well, now that the Isser is both Malachos of Shabbos and Shviz, you can say, lump it together, just see how Shabbos and Shviz, they both have Isser Malacha, it's greater than the Meister.
It has no Isser Malacha. But, I mean, what are you going to say?
There is no Isser Malacha on the Meister.
Yeah, but that's because it's a whole different Indian. What kind of Isser Malacha would you talk about? Shviz, by definition, is a Shabbos. It's a Shnas Shabbos in La'aretz. Shabbos is a Shabbos in days, and Shviz is a Shabbos in years, and the Isser Malacha exists in both. But the Isser Malacha of Shabbos exceed the Isser Malacha of Shviz. And they apply in a realm that Shviz does not apply. So what are you going to bring Meister in regarding that? There's no bearing.
I just don't see the connection so much as that you don't have a connection between Nishma Rosh's explanation of the connection, because one is talking about the eating with Shvius and the other one's talking about doing the malacha of the food. He said, let's clump it together if you're going to use Rashi's explanation.
Yeah, because you see in Rashi that when I was concerned about the fact that one is the context of the Mechubar and Tolish of Shabbos is the Inyan of Malacha, and the Mechubar and Talish of Shviyas is the Inyan of Peiros. That doesn't bother us. But the fact is, Gadol Onshus of Shabbos, the Shabbos, its Issa Malacha applies even to Talish, and the Issa Peiros of Shviyas applies only the Mechubar. So you want to sort of contrast things which are not really of the same nature. So if that's the case, just simply say that the Issa Malacha of Shabbos applies even by Michael Behema, and the Inyan of the Hanhal of the Peiros of Meiser applies not to Meiser. Tosis, the answer is you can't do such a thing. Because Shabbos is a Malacha discussion, and here's a discussion of the Paris. The truth is, even with Tosis of Shabbos, one can simply ask the following question. I mean, I was in Ma'or yesterday, a little bit of Rashi, when we read the Gemara. This that Shabbos is knowing B'tolosh, right? Why is that? The definition of Malacha is, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and a malacha could be something which is mechubar, could be betalush. I mean, that's the definition of malacha. Now, what's the case of talush by Shviyas? It was nitrash before shmita, and now there's isurim on the land, right? That which is nitrash before shmita is not a pera pre of shmita. So what are you going to say? It's less than Shabbos because you don't have an Isser Shviyas on a pre which was taken off the ground before Shemitah. I mean, yeah, that's not Shemitah. There's no Isser because Isser is to work the land on Shemitah. I mean, it's not. What is it? What's the Shabbos? Because there's no Malacha. The Torah didn't create a Malacha. Except for Avodas HaKarka, that's the point. That itself, that Shabbos has a Malacha that relates not just to Avodas HaKarka, and Shviyas relates only to Avodas HaKarka. That's what you have to say for Tosfos. That would be the Pshat according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, Shabbos has the Onesh, is Gadol, because the Malacha applies even to Tosfos. And Shemitah, the Indian of Peiros Shemitah only applies if it's Peiros Shemitah. And if it's a pre that was Nitrash before Shemitah, then what? Then it's not halacha, no halacha Peiros Shviyas. So it's less than Shabbos. Separate from Tosfos Kasha, I want to know. Yeah, but it's not Peiros Shviyas, finished. You're comparing, not just because you're comparing Malacha to Peiros Shviyas, more than that. It's not pre of Shviyas, it's Nitrash before Shviyas. What are you comparing that to? To Shabbos. Shabbos, by definition, its malacha is whatever it is, and the malacha applies even betalush. Yeah. This that Shviyas doesn't apply betalush is because it's not called pre-peri of Shviyas at all.
Let's say it was talush on Shviyas, there wouldn't be any malacha shayach to it.
No, not malacha, but then you have Tosis discussion. It's not malacha, but the hanhaga, the Easter of Peri of Shviyas. Yeah, so that's what Tosis would bother, but it's still not a good thing to compare. But separate from that issue, it's not really pre of Shviyas at all. And even with Tosfos, what is the bottom line of it? It's that there's an Issur, the definition of Malacha and Shabbos has to do with not just Avodas Karka, and Shemitah is only Avodas Karka. Yes, that itself is enough of a reason to say God alone show. That's the definition of Malacha here, that's the definition of Malacha here. There's a pshat from one of the Achronim, but Menachem Zemba wanted to say pshat a different way, going to Gemara completely. There's a Gemara later in Daf Kuf Beis the Gemara has a case of a person be kotzer on Shabbos, but it's not really mechuber lekarka. It's on kufches. I mean kufches medalek, the very top of the Gemara. Haiman the Tolish pitra meuna de chaska. Let's say you have something growing in the bottom of a barrel, like moss or something. So it's not really connected to the ground at all. But you're being okay something mimakum gidulo. Gemara says yochai b'shem kotzer. Yochai, and the Ram says b'shem kotzer. What would you say such a thing which would apply by Shemitah? Such a notion of being okay dav migidulo, but it's not to the karka or not. So I think Rav Nachum Zemba wants to say that the Gemara will mean this, that Shabbos is isa ben betolish ben b'mechuber, that you can have the notion of malacha of Shabbos of kotzer, even if it's not the mechuber lekarka, as long as you're oker davar migidula. Masha'en kid shmitah, it's got to be dafka the mechuber, not the tolish. Even a hit of timsa like this would not be sufficient when it comes to shmitah. So maybe a better, in certain senses, in the mokish shmach of pshat and the gemara, but it's not the way Rashi, certainly not Rashi, and not the way Tosis learned either. Yeah.
Or maybe just because the comparison the Gemara is trying to make in Gadol Onsho is not in the deficiency in the definition of its malacha, but in the Metzius. Metzius is that the Isra malacha of Shabbos applies to more things than the Isra malacha of Shemitah,
yeah,
not because it's deficient in some way.
That's what it comes out. I mean, according, just like you see with Meiser and Peyer that way. So this means that it applies to more things. It applies to Tosis, it applies even to not Avodas Karka. Yeah, yeah, it's fine. But this is a different pshat. Right, ubaka part of Tanya Kal Gadol b'Maisa. So let's get back our bearings in the Gemara. So now we explain the idea that Shabbos is Gadol Onsho of Shviyas, and what is Gadol Onsho of Shviyas from Maisa? The Gemara says because Shviyas is no egg even the Maichel Behema. And Meiser, as the Mishnah says, it has to be Meichel Adam. Right? That would explain our gears of the Mishnah. It says Gadol by Shabbos, it says Gadol by Shviyas, and it does not say Gadol by Meiser. But Bar Kapara, we know, had Gadol by Meiser as well. So what was his Gadol by Meiser? The Gemara says, because of the fact that vis-a-vis Peya, Meiser is knowing in more things. Because Meiser is knowing even by Te'ein of the Yerek, because the list of conditions by Meiser does not, it ends with Gidulo Min Ha'aretz, whereas the list of conditions that you need for Peya goes on to add that it has to be two more things, the Kitaso Ke Ka'achas and Machniso Lekiyah. The Kitaso Ka'achas comes to exclude Te'ena, and Machniso Lekiyah comes to exclude Yerek. So that would be why Bar Kapara learns Gadol by Meiser, because Meiser is known by Tain of the Yerek and Peya is not. And what about us? What about us? How come we didn't say Gadol by Meiser for the same reason? Nira l'Rashba, the Acherim lo shanu kol Gadol by Meiser, based on this cheshben. L'fisha eino Gadol mi Peya, ela mi drabona. Aval kol Gadol de Shabbos Gadol mi Shviyas mi Deoraisa, v'chein shel Shviyas mi shel Meiser. So this is a pshat. The Kagod of Shabbos over Shviyas, the Kagod of Shviyas over Meiser, these are issues that relate to Doraisa. The fact that Shabbos is no way B'Tolosh is in Doraisa. The fact that Shviyas is no way B'Meichel Behema is a Din Doraisa. But the fact that Meiser is no way, even by Te'en of the Yerek, that halacha of Meiser by Te'en of the Yerek is only Drabana, because after all, what does Tosis hold about the din of Meiser? The Doraisa, the din of Meiser, is only when? By Dr. Shviyitza. So now we're only talking about the realm of Drabana. So that which is considered a Chomer by Meiser over Peya is only Benegei Drabana, so that's why we didn't feel the need to put the word Gadol in by Meiser. It's only Din Drabana. So here, of course, we should remind ourselves, the Shita Saramba is Perek Beis of Trumos. What does the Rambam say? That the din of Meiser is not just Daven Tirsi itself. The Rambam says that it's Huadin all Pirsi Ilan Amidarais. Yerek, the Rambam says, is the Rabbanan. The Rambam agrees, by Yerek is the Rabbanan. But everything else that's Pirsi Ilan is Darais. The Rambam's Daven Tirsi is just a motto in the Torah, but not to be exclusive. Kol ochel hilchas trumas. Kol ochel adam hanishmar shegiduav min haaretz chayev b'truma. This is by truma. Mitzvah. And it's mefurish. It says kol ochel adam hanishmar. Hayirakos in halacha vav apish ein maichel adam ein al chayav min maisis el medin reyan. If it's never been maisis, tevuah zarecha. Tevuah b'kayot seba. Aval hayirakos ein al bechal ha-tevuah. Tevuah comes to exclude yirakos. But tevuah is all things, not just Daven Tirshvi Yitzchak. So according to the Rambam, of course, this kasha will remain a kasha, no? So why wouldn't we also, it comes out of this that Meiser is knowing, so here's the thing, it says Te'ena B'Yerek. So Yerek, Taka wouldn't be, we only do Rabbana. Right, but Te'ena, be the rice, right? And Peya, right, it's not Nohe, so therefore there's a Yindaraisa here, Binagea Te'ena, Binagea Yerek, Ovid Rabbana, but still, Chora Tos Kasha and Bikasha. So what does the Gemara say? The Ilu Peya Lesa B'Te'ena V'Yerek. Before we start the Tosis, just let's understand, what's the basis for this halacha by Meiser and by Peya? That you need to have what? Ochel, you have to have Nishmar and Gidur Min Ha'aretz, that's by Meiser, and then we have by Peya two more conditions. What's the source for this halacha by Meiser? Why is it you have to have Ochel, meaning Michael Adam, and not Michael Behema? And how do you know he has to be Nishmar? And how do you know it has to be Gidur Min Ha'aretz? No?
I just have a question.
Sorry, question. Yeah.
Why is that Tosos to be taken into account in the Rabbanan? We don't take into account in the Rabbanan, but Tosos basically obviously told us when it comes to Shvius, we do take into account.
Yeah, it's different. We're talking about there, it's a different answer. That's the earlier answer. That you could say Gadol because of the fact that they're almost the Tosos. That's right. Yes, true. Still, it has almost the Tosos. Here, you have to realize something. It's not like Tosos is saying as a Svara that you can't refute, that you can't disagree with, that something's the Rabbanan we're not going to mention. It's that we see already that we're not mentioning God by Mice. We mentioned it by Shabbos, mentioned it by Shviz, we didn't mention it by Mice. So you have to give a teres. Right? Why didn't we mention it? As I said, I have a good answer. Because I'm only going to mention God on those things that are greater than something else on a derisa level. But that's a prerogative of a Tana to do that. But if you want to explain, on the other hand, why you would say God, so if you want to work with the other earlier answer, I can tell you it says Gadol because of Avos Ketoldos, notwithstanding Toldos the Rabbanan. You know, each one you have to look at the specific context of what we're talking about. If you're talking about a svar that you cannot say otherwise, then you're going to say to how could Hidra Rabbanan here Rabbanan nothing here Rabbanan is no. The answer is, you know, here you're trying to answer a kasha why we don't say Gadol, so I'll tell you why we don't. There we want to answer why it does say Gadol, so you could say Avos Ketoldos, Toldos Rabbanan, it's also Toldos. Yeah, before we see the Tosis, so let's understand, what's the makar for this halacha by Meiser? That it has to be, we said, Ochel, Nishma, Gedulim, and Aretz. And then we have to ask the same question by Peya. What's the makar that by Peya you need Ochel, you need Nishma, Gedulim, and Aretz, and Kitas HaKa'achas, Machnis HaLukim. So when it comes to Peya, Rashi told us the answer. What's the answer for all of the above? Dumya Dekasim. Dumya Dekatsin means all of these characteristics, and the pasuk says Katsin. And what's the makar by Meiser for Ochel Nishma Gidulim in Aretz? It's a Mishnah Meiser. So yeah, let's see what does the Rashi say? What does the Rambam say? The Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. Aser to Aser Eis Kol Tvuah Zarecha Dumya De Tvuah Shehu Ochel. So the first thing is, you need ochel because it says, aser to aser, tivuas zarecha. Tivuas is an ochel. Zarecha, mashma dovash in nizra. What does that exclude? It has to have taken root. So it excludes that which is not to do in the arts. She'en nizroi. And what about hefker? So I could have, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah learns, because zarecha. So that's to belong to you. The Rash quotes a different pasuk. The Siv Uva Alevi Ki Engol Ched V'Nachal La Imach The Levi will come, he doesn't have a share with you. Mimash yesh lecha v'ein lo. He doesn't have a chelek with you. So you are giving Meiser, you have, he doesn't have. He's a have not, you're a have. But if it's Hefker, then there's no, it doesn't fit. Because it's not yours either. You also have to say yadcha v'yado shavin lo. Then you're like on the same. That's how he explains the drush. Okay, so what does Tosus say here? The ilu peya lesa b'te'en of the yer. Tosus has a few points here. First, la dafka te'ena. It says that peya doesn't apply to te'ena. Why not? Because it's not l'kitaso ka'achas. It ripens at different times. It's not just te'ena. The harobi lanos en l'kitaso ka'achas. Most trees are this way, that they don't, not everything is ready at the same time. You look in the Mishnah there, it mentions eight ilanos. Those are the only ones, apparently, that are chayiv, and all others are not. So why does it say te'ena? It's not just te'ena then. Ela, not got te'ena. Shem denoketes kama pa'amim, ki demin v'chetz sabatim, achal gimut peri v'chad yoma, ki gon te'ena. Te'ena, this quality is most striking and most evident. The fact that it's not, it ripens totally in erratic, different times. The Gemara talks about how you know the makkah for gimel shanim, cheskes gimel shanim, right? Someone is on someone else's land and eats the peros, and the Gemara says that if it's just a question about chilas peros, so who's this need 3 years? As long as you have some inyan of achilas, so you ate the te'ena. The first time a little bit ripened, and a second time another few ripened, and a third time now you have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara discusses that. Tosus just extracts in that Gemara that you see Te'ena is something where specifically you can see very much, very much, in a very obvious way, that it's not ripening at one time. So the Gemara picks Te'ena, but it's Lav Dafka Te'ena. That's the first point in Tosus. Okay, that's the first comment Tosus has to say. Te'ena Lav Dafka. Fine. Second point of Tosfos. Ve'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Another thing. Seemingly unrelated, right? The midoraisa lo mechaye bepeya ela bedagan tirosh v'yitza. Tosfos says that just like we said, Tosfos himself said earlier, that when it comes to maisa, midoraisa, it's only knowing dagan tirosh v'yitza because that's what it says in the Chumash. So it is by peya as well that midoraisa the chil peya is only dagan tirosh v'yitzer. And why is that? The stam katsir d'chsiv gabi peya hu dagan. Stam katsir is dagan, so that's dagan. Uksiv kisach bo zeisecha lo sefar racharecha. That is also one of the matnas aniyim. And kisiv so karmecha lo sol racharecha. So it discusses peya and similar matnas aniyim when it talks about dagan and tirosh and yitzer. Karmecha is tirosh. And Zeischa is Yitzhar. So therefore, the only time you have the Chiyuv Peya is Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar Kohen Rabbeinu Tam. This is Shitas Tosus here, in many other places, in Shas, in Nida, in Sachim, in the fourth parak, in a number of places, Rabbeinu Tam makes this point, that the Chiyuv Peya Midoraisa is only for Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhar. And of course, if that's true, then what do you do with that drush that the Rashi alluded to, that learns out that we exclude things which are not machnisa lukiyum and which are not l'kitaso ka'achas because it has to be dumi d'katsir? What do you mean? It's anyway not chay midoraisa. How could the Torah be telling you something which is anyway not relevant midoraisa? So v'hadid dorish b'toras kohanim yachush ani mar b'kishuin u'divuin shuch hayam b'pei. I would think that they would be chayiv, these cucumbers and melons, tamalama b'kutzlach v'esk'sir arzachem. So ma'a katsishu ochel b'nishmar and so on, whatever the requirements are. So what do you mean? It's anyway not chayiv midoraisa. Torah would be, if you hold not like Rabbeinu Tam, so it's perfect. Midoraisa peya applies even to all sorts of meaning, except those which are excluded based on dumya dekatsia. But I just got finished saying that this is not so. Midoraisa is only dogan tirosh v'yitzer. You have to explain it as an asmachta. And it's not so terrible to say it's an asmachta because I'll show you another asmachta. The Hasam Nami, also in the Torah Kohanim, you'll see, Dorish Maisa Yerek Mikra. Now we all know that Maisa Yerek is certainly only Drabbanan. I forgot that we Drabbanan, and yet they use the Pasuk as an Asmachta. So, the fact that we're going to use the pasuk to be might certain things, which assuming that the others are the right, it's not the right, it's the rabbana. So that's point number two in Tosis.
The question is why?
Why would the Torah need to be made something which anyway would not be chayv deraisa? The answer is Torah is not made it. We're using it as an asmachta. The Rabbanan, there is a halacha peya by other things, not just dagat Jewish v'yitzah.
Right.
But now even the Rabbanan, they excluded things which don't fit these conditions. Such as which is not machnisa l'kiyum if it's perishable or if it's not l'kitaso ka'achas. So therefore, we use the pasuk as nasmach the dumya dekatsia. The chacham are just relying on the pasuk to tell you that even that which we were misakin, we were not misakin everywhere. Midaraisa, it's limited to double Jewish views. So that's the second point in Tosis. Point number one, what was the first point? Te'ein alavda. Who are then other relevance? Point number two. That midaraisa, the chiyuv peh is only dug into your shviyitza. So it comes out that meiser and peh have something in common according to Rabbeinu Tam. Even right beyond dug into your shviyitza, meiser is only drabana, and so is peh only midrabana. So what is the difference now beyond that? That meiser exists midrabanan even on Te'ena and other Ilanas that are not gathered at the same time, and Yerek Midrabana. So the Chachamim were Metakin, in other words, beyond Agadush V'Yitzar for everything, including what? Te'ena V'Yerek, and Te'ena meaning Sharila. Whereas by Peya, the Chacham also came along and added on to the Torah, but they stopped short. They stopped short, and they were not Metakin for Te'ena V'Yerek. That's what it comes down. If you don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, let's say when it's mashal from Rashi, we'll mashal. According to Rashi, it sounds like why is there no din of peyah by Tein of a Yerek? Because of the Zeres HaKasuv of Dumi Dekasiv. Rashi doesn't sound like an asmachta. From Rashi, what would it sound like? On the one hand, Rashi said earlier by Meiser that it's no egg, midaraisa only, Dabet Yerush V'Yitza. When it comes to peyah, which seemed from Rashi, that Shar Peros and other things are derais. However, there's still this halacha of Katsir, so therefore that would exclude Tein of Yer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Peya is like Meiser. The deraisa only Dabadish V'Yitzar. By Meiser, they were attacking everything else. They were also attacking Tein of Yer. Whereas Peya, they were attacking everything else. They were attacking everything else, but they were not attacking from Tein of Yer. So Rabbeinu Tam now asks if that's true.
So Rashi is saying that with all that by peah everything is written up from the pasuk, so everything is
correct except for that which is excluded. Correct, except for that which is excluded.
Except for teina mira.
Yeah,
everything
yes.
else is midrash.
Right, correct. So, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking already midrabanan, but the chachamim were not attacking teina v'yerek. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Why not? That which they were not attacking peya by Yerek and also by Te'ena Udidamila. What does he mean? Te'ena and Shar Ilanos. Kimosha Tiknu Meiser Mehen. In other words, what's the difference now? So how come? Omer Benotan, Yishum Te'en Kitasan Ke'echad. Because if Te'en Kitasan Ke'echad, Dabra Muatu Peya Dideh. Since it's everything is ripening ad hoc, it's on time, so the pay that's going to be given to the aniyim is very, very small. The yesh hefsed laaniyim ba yosim in harevach shen misbad lefi she'en yodim zman likitasa. They have more loss than benefit because they don't know when to come, because the pay is left each time whenever everything ripens. Whenever anything ripens is when they leave the pay. So the chacham, the aniyim are totally like in the dark. They don't know what to predict. They don't know when to come. They don't know when to collect. And therefore, it's more effort than it is benefit to them. And therefore, there's no need to the second pay. Right? The pay is like so little when they're going to get it, and they're not going to get everything, and they don't know when to come. That's why they're not attacking for that which is Ein Kitaso Ke'efad. And what about Yerek? Because or the chashuv, it's also not important peya. In other words, it's not really a big deal for them. The yafsidu yosef mashi yarvichu b'makom acher. They'll lose more than they'll gain. They'd rather get something that they can store and have long term, and what they're going to get, which is perishable, it's not going to stay with them anyway. So there's no reason the chacham felt to mitaken peya for that which is either not lukitaso ke'echad and that which is not machnisa lukiyah. So nicer they were misakin everywhere because the svara is that why not? Comes to peya, this is itself the reason why they were not mitaken. So I want to ask you a simple question of both sides. Part one of Tosis and part two of Tosis, are they connected or are they disjointed? Do they have a bearing one on the other? Part one of Tosis is that Te'ena is lav dafka. Te'ena is just example of something even more so in the Kitaso Ke'echad, but it's true about many trees. Yeah, that's the first part. And then, Ve'omer Rabbeinu Tam, like as if it's continuing, right? Rabbeinu Tam also said, I mean, the Raisa, you know, you're not Mechuyev, Heya, beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzah. And why weren't the Mesakin? So the Mesakin everything else, why aren't the Mesakin also Yerek and Te'ena? Because of the Svar that he gives. So what does part one of Tosis have to do with part two of Tosis? I mean, but like, Tosis is one Dibra Master, right? So it's that. Tosis says it. This is one point, and there's another point, and that's all. What? So if anyone was Machavein, I think the answer is very, very partial. If you look in Tosis Arash, you realize it's not that way. Tosis is very, very, the Pshat of Tosis becomes clear if you look at Tosis Arash. You see what it is? The last half, the last part of Tosis, the very end of Tosis was, so why weren't it, now that Rabbeinu Tam said that they were not Misakin, that there's no Din D'oraisa of Peya beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzhak. So that means that the Chacham were Misakin already many things Peya, right? They were Misakin many things Peya, let him be Misakin Tein of the Eric as well. So the Rabbeinu Tam has to come to answer the Kasha at the very end because of the specific Svaras that exist that it doesn't make sense to Misakin Peya for something like this. It's not going to fit for the Amiyam anyway. That Kasha originated, right? Because Rabbeinu Tam held that they were, that the Chacham came anywhere in Misakin Peya and all these other things over and above Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzah. Suppose we would say that the Chiyuv Peya Midoraisa applies across the board, not just Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzah. Like it's Mashma from who? From Mashma. Then one could think of a very easy answer to that last question. Now what would be the Kasha? But apparently when it comes to Teina V'Yerek, they were not Misakin with the Rabbanan either. Right? Even with the Rabbanan. That's clear. It's not even the Rabbanan. And by Maisa, what do we know? That they're Misakin beyond Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzah with the Rabbanan. So how come they didn't make a Takana with the Rabbanan by Teina V'Yerek by Peya? The same way they're Misakin many things by Maisa with the Rabbanan, over and above the Doraisa. So it's a little bit of a different kasha than Rabbeinu Tam, but it's a kasha anyway. They're Misakin more than Doraisa. They're Misakin more than Doraisa here as well. Now you can always say the Rabbeinu Tam Svara if you want. You could. They didn't want to do it because, after all, it's not going to serve the Niyam's benefit, right? But you could say another answer. And this is what the Tosu Rush begins with. The Tosu Rush says, in the name of Rabbeinu Poras, he starts on the Gemara. The Ilu Peya Lesser B'Te'en of the Yerek. He says, Umasha Tiknu Meiser B'Te'en of the Yerek. Vilo Tiknu Peya Bahem. Why not? Why are not Mitakin Peya? Pora said, because Meiser B'Doraisa is limited to what? Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzah. So when they're Mitakin by the Chi of Meiser, the Misakin are ready for so many things. For Peiro Sayilon. So once in a second, for so many things, everything over and above Dagon Tirsh V'Yitzah. So then already, they're not going to start drawing lines. So once in a second, for so much, Tikno al HaKol. So they also included in the Takana, Tein of the Yerek as well. However, Heya, which is no Egg Min HaTorah already, Midaraisa on all these things beyond Dagat Ishbi itself. It's only, we're only excluding that which is not Dumya Dekatsi. So what are you going to say? Just because of Tain of a Yerek and Machadish and Takana? No, that the Chama not going to do. That's what the three means. That's how Tosa Rosh begins. Bishvil, Tain of a Yerek, or Rosh Lechadish. In other words, everything is Chai Midaraisa, and Tain of a Yerek are excluded. They're not Chai, because they don't pass the test of Dumya Dekatsi. So now, on the Sakit special, just for that, they left alone. The Rice is putter, the Drabon is putter. Mashaked by Mice, the Mesakin for so many things. So the Mesakin also pertains to the Yerikim. That he brings the Shem Rabbeinu Porah. Continues the Tosef Rush, the lonely hero of Rabbeinu Tam. That Teretz is not right. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that, but that's the reason. The Hada Amar the Peolesa Beteina. That which it says peir doesn't apply to lab dafka teina. Ela rov ilanos en lekitasam keachad. Ve'en chayavim bepeir ela shmona ilanos. But Ben Tam says you can't say what you said because teina is lab dafka. There are many, many trees that are not chayav and peir, which means Ben Tam is basically challenging the whole reason that you just gave, because they're misakin for many things by peir. They're misakin for all these ilanos that are not lekitasam keachad. So if they're doing that, in other words, so let them go ready and do Tain as well. The Hadda not going to hit Tain because it's especially Mifuzar, right? And the MS and the whole Torah's Kohanim is an Asmachta anyway. The Omar bin Utam, the Peir Nami Midarai, the Dr. Dagan Tirish Yitzhak, the Stam Karsi Dagan, etc. And what about your Kasha of why one in Misaki Batin of the Yerek? The answer is because there's no Rebach Lanir. So on both sides, it's Pashup Shantosis. Tosis says, knowing what one could say, knowing Rabbeinu Poras, and knowing that maybe Pshat and Rashi, knowing that one could argue a whole different way of looking at this whole sugya, that by Peya, Midoraisa, there's a Chiyuv everywhere. And it's only that there's no Chiyuv by Te'ena V'Yerek alone. And they're not going to misakin just for Te'ena V'Yerek. And that's why Peir doesn't apply to Tein of the Yerek, and Midaraisa, there's a din everywhere by Peir to do Peir, and Meiser, the Chachamim will misakin everywhere because they'll misakin over and above Dagan Tirish V'Yitzhak. So Be'er Tam says, your reason is anyway not true. You can't say that, Teretz. Why they want misakin Tein of the Yerek? Because they wouldn't misakin just for Tein of the Yerek. It wouldn't be just for Tein of the Yerek. Because Tein is Labdach. So you can do misakin for many trees. So that's anyway wrong. And your whole premise is wrong anyway. Because to say what you said, you're building yourself on two premises, which are both wrong, says Rabbeinu Tam. To answer your Teretz Rabbeinu Poras, you have to say, number one, that Te'ena is Dafka Te'ena. And to not misak it just for Te'ena. It's not true. Te'ena is not Dafka. And what other premise, faulty premise are you working with? Because you're assuming that Pei has no egg, Midaraisa, on all these things. And they're coming to the misakin just for Tein of the Yerek. It's not true. Midaraisa pay is only noheg for Dagan Tirish V'Yitzhak, just like mice. So you're wrong on that count. And what about that original kasha that's implicit in the words of Tosis that he never spells out? I'll tell you, the answer is because they're not going to misakin for something that's not going to do any good for the Aniyah. So it's like Sof Maisa Machshava Tchila in the Tosis. The very last one of Tosis is already what was already the Machshava in the first words of Tosis. When you read the whole Tosis and you see the Tosis Rush, you realize that that was really the driving force of what Tosis started by saying in the very beginning. That there was a Teretz to that Kasha, which the Tosis Rush quotes. But Rabbeinu Tam says it's wrong on one count, it's wrong on two counts. Both pieces of that Teretz that you have to assume are wrong assumptions. And the real truth is, number one, that Te'ena is Lav Dafka, and the real truth is that there's a Chiyuv Peya only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzhak Midaraisa, and as far as the Kasha is concerned that you were trying to resolve, the real answer is what I said. That's the Pshat. That's the Pshat, the Omek HaPshat of Tosis. I'm not saying Torah, I'm saying Omek HaPshat of Tosis. You read it in Tosis Rush, that's the Chod, the Hemshach of Tosis. It's Kemad Bar, that's how you read the Tosis. Yeah? A
couple questions. One, according to Rashi, it says Peir is Chiyuv Midaraisa on everything. So then, shouldn't that tell you that Peir is Gadol Mimaisa? If you told Mimaisa only on Yitzhar, Jewish, and Dagen, so that means you have more things to do Peir than you have on
You do. No.
No, but Meister is saying it's stronger. It sounds stronger. Like Rashi that Peya is stronger than Meister by saying everything is deraisa.
No, because you're happy with the following. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Meister and Peya are similar, that the deraisa is only dug into your shviyitza. According to Shitas Rashi, Meister is only dug into your shviyitza and deraisa, and Peya is
everything.
Correct.
So that sounds like Rashi.
But after Drabanan, it comes down, Meister is Gadol, right? I hear you, Kasha. Right. But after Drabanan, bottom line, Meister is Gadol, right?
And also,
If you stop in the right, so that would be right. Tayyar be Gadol. Yeah, but if you go further, then Meister is Gadol.
Also, you're going to be mistaken. I mean, Taina doesn't fall into the category, it doesn't fulfill five stipulations. So now the Rabbanan are going to be mistaken to do Peya on Taina. What do you even have to come to explanation?
I had this Kasha. I'll tell you what you're asking, okay? You're asking the following. What was the whole kasha Tosa Rush? Why weren't the Chum misakin by Tein of Yerek by Peya just like the misakin Sharaminim by Meister? Right? I'll give you a very kasha chula. This bothered me, this kasha. By Meister, the Torah was Machayim Dabba Tirshviyat. The Torah didn't exclude the others. The Torah said, the Chiyav is for this. Come the Chum and say, Sharaminim are not in this Chayim of the Rice. So we are going to be Machayim of the Rabban. What about by Peya? It's the Torah says katsi, but we're not dumya the katsi. So we read that as saying the Torah is mimayi, that which is not katsi. So the Torah is patterning you. The Torah is saying there's no, it's like the Torah would say, there's no chiyuv peya by that which is not, that which is perishable, that which is not dumya the katsi. If the Torah is patterning, I'm not going to come to machaya. So what's the whole kash to begin with? Maybe the big difference between the Metakin on Shar Minim by Meister, where it's just that there is an absence of a Chiyuv, but not a Tur, and Peya, which L'choro is that the Torah is in Mayit, that it's not Noex, and now I'm not going to go Mechayit, that was the Torah pocket. Is it a Kasha or is it not a Kasha? That's what it is. It's a Kasha, but that depends on how you understand this Dumi the Katsi. Is Dumi the Katsi really a mute? Well, the Torah is the Torah's Machayim, that which is the Midikatsir. What is not, does not fulfill that checklist. Now it's just like Shan Minim by Meister. You hear me? In other words, it's not like the Torah's Mayid and we're asking Akasha, Retacham, Metakim, Machayim, that which the Torah is already patterned. The Torah was Machayim, only that which is the Midikatsir. The Torah says it has to be like Katsir, and it has to therefore be that it can be stored. Right? Let's say, not Yerim. Yeah, but the Chachamim can come and say, let's Mechayim, what the Torah was not Mechayim, just like by Meister. But what is it? Or should we say, no, the Torah patterned. The Torah patterned it, the Chachamim cannot come and be Mechayim. What would this depend on? Why did the Torah say that there's no Chiyuv Peya by Yerek? Who's such time in the Krah? The Torah didn't say, the Torah says, ask me Katsi. But one could perhaps invoke what Svara, even on the Torah Doraisa level, what Svara could one invoke? The Svara of? Yeah, but what's the Svara behind it? What? Aniyim, Nevach Aniyim. In other words, use Rabbeinu Tam Svara to explain why the Torah wanted Yerek to be punished. If you look in the Ran and the Ramban Rabosa, you see that they use the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam to explain the Raisa, why the Torah patterned. Now, if that were true, then the Chorah that comes out of the Torah patterned for that reason, so the Chum obviously not going to come in the Machai, and that's what the Rishonim said. Apparently, the Tosas of Rush who asks the Kasha and gives a different teretz that the Chum not Metakin just for two things, and the way we're learning that's also Rashi's Shita. Then the answer is that they didn't learn it that way. The Torah didn't patter for that reason. The Torah just wasn't Machayev beyond what's Katsir. The Chum can, if they wish, they could do so, they could go beyond. But the Chum not going to go beyond for two things. So it comes out there really are two, even within Rabbeinu Tam. You can use Rabbeinu Tam Svara and also assume not like Rabbeinu Tam in that it's the Raisa it's Pater, but use Rabbeinu Tam Svara. Or you could say no. Even if you argue on Rabbeinu Tam, you can deny Rabbeinu Tam Svara entirely and say it's just that the Torah was not Machayev you, and I don't know why. Torah was Machayev you, except if it's Dumi the Katsi. And then you can work with the Svara of Tosa Rush, Rabbeinu Poras, and I think maybe Rashi as well. Because that's what we pointed out yesterday. Rashi goes out of his way earlier to tell you that the din of Peros of Meiser is only by Dagon Tirshvi Yitzer. Why do you stick it in? We actually threw that in. But Lanakat said, before the earlier Rashi, Rashi tells you, it's Drabanu Mesakin Pirasayun Vyarak the Michael Adam. And then Rashi brings it later on, the Drash of Dumi the Katsir. One could learn Rashi like the Tosis of Rashi, like Rabbeinu Poras. Rashi wants you to realize that by Maisa they were talking even for Tain of Vyarak. Why? Because they're obviously they're going on a limb anyway. They're going to be talking to so many things. So Rashi introduced that already so that you can understand better what's coming right afterwards. That when it comes to Peah, they were not attacking for two things. In other words, Rashi will not agree with them at the beginning also. Rashi will Teina is Dafka, and Shari Ranos are Chayv Doraisa, and Teina V'Yerik, they didn't go out of their way to attacking for two things. And according to Rashi, you have to say that the Kasha was a good Kasha, that didn't attacking for two things. And the Svara, why the Torah Patrick is not because of Rabbeinu Tam Svara, and therefore, why not the Chamim attacking for those two things? For two things are not attacking. Rabbeinu Tam is a whole different approach. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Nidaraisa, it doesn't exist beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar, and the Chamum attacking for many, many things over and above. But they stop short because it doesn't make sense to attacking for that which is not relevant for the Aniyim. By Maisa, they're attacking for everything. Comes out, we have Rashi, and we have Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a third Shita. Who's the third Shita? Rashi holds, Rabbeinu Tam holds Dagon Tishvi Yitzar only, by Maisa and by Peah. Rashi holds by Maisa Daraisa, Dagon Tishvi Yitzar, by Peah, other things as well, except Tain of the Yerek, and then I'm attacking just the Tain of the Yerek. And what's the third Shita? Who's the third Shita? A bit of Paris is Rashi. Who's the third Shita? No? The Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Maisa Daraisa?
Everything.
Peah Daraisa? Everything. Three sheetas, right? The Ram holds in the Deraisa, Peah's no egg, beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar, and Maisa. Rashi holds Maisa is not no egg beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar, Peah is. But Rabbeinu Tam holds even Peah's only Dagon Tishvi Yitzar and no more. Ram holds everything is no egg in the Deraisa, even beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar. And Chora the Ram Lishitaso had to say by Peah that it's no egg in the Deraisa. Beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar. And he had to say Lishitasa that Meiser is no egg midaraisa. Tell me why. Because the halacha is that Peah is chayev or pater for Meiser. That's the halacha. Peah is pater for Meiser. Now, if you're going to tell me that the din of Peah beyond Dagon Tishvi Yitzar were only the Rabbanim, then how could there be a tour Meiser on that which is only Peah the Rabbanim? If the Rambam holds by Meiser, that the Chiyuv Meiser is not just Dagon Tishvi Yitzar, it's Doraisa everywhere. So what has to follow from that Rambam is Memela, that the Chiyuv Peah Doraisa, that also be Doraisa. So the Chiyuv Peah Doraisa is Mavkia, the Chiyuv Meiser be Doraisa. Because a Chiyuv Drabana Peah would not work in Mavkia, a Chiyuv Meiser be Doraisa. So l'chora, the two Rambams have to be Ishitas. Yeah. Spichi satis v'kotza, hada lo kamar stam l'miyuteh imidi delav ocha. Why does it say spichi satis v'kotza? Why does it matter that it's... What, that example? It could be anything. Ela nakat hani omerimishim t'ksasim l'uim l'achila. They're a little bit fit for eating, and therefore you might think, v'kamashma d'achilachi ain't pe'en no hegestan. Even though it's a little bit v'otli l'achila, but it's not so much. So that's the first thing in the list. Ocha l'miyuteh that. It's a little bit v'otli l'achila, but not so much. Not so much Michael Adam. The chain matzah, Rashba, the Chibas Rashi. Vadi naka svichim, the other point, why svichim? Mishim b'shem asatis v'kotza atzman enam u'im klal achilas adam. Maybe the plant itself is not edible at all. V'la v'chidush, so obviously, there's nothing to talk about. It's not fit at all. You have to have something which is a mixas v'ay v'achila. Al shem or faker, the other way around. She'en ocho gamur, v'lo matina. Yeah, so they're mamish edible, so then it's no meal. So therefore it's got to be the svichim themselves. Yeah. You know, the Rambam has a whole different pshat seemingly in the Gemara. What does the Rambam say about pshat in Gadol? After this whole Gemara is over, what does the Rambam say? Kol Gadol. Because of Chiv Skila, yeah. So, where did he get this from? The Gemara is a whole different pshat. Right? The Gemara says what it says, and the Rambam says what he says, and it's like a whole different approach. What's going on? Look at the Masha, right? The Masha wants to say that you read the Gemara differently. The Medayik the Lashon Gemara, Gadol own shows of Shabbos, right? Onshu Shul Shabbos means there's an onesh, so that means the onesh of skila. And so to Gadol Onshu Shul Shvius would mean, because the halacha is that a person get punished if he knows he knows if there's shvius, and there's also consequences, so it means there's an onesh. more than by my Meiser. And Meiser more than Peah also. There's a Chazal that talks about the owners are not giving Meiseris. So what the Gemara means is actually what the Rama says. I, the Gemara, also talks about this other factor of, you know, the fact that it's knowing Mechubet Halush, Meichel Behema, says the Masha. That's the second point. Each line of the Gemara has to be read as two things. In other words, Gadol Onsho Shel Shabbos, Yosef Mishel Shvius. One, the onus is greater, it's Skila. That's why it's Gadol. Point number two, the Ilu, Shabbos, Isa B'Mitosh B'Mechubet. The Rama chapped on one, not on two. Same thing later. Gadol Onsho Shel Shvius, Yosef Mimaiser. One, it has a greater onus if you do the Aveir of Shvius. Point number two, Shvius is known by Meichel Behema. And so it is with Meiser over Peah. In other words, the Rama had a new way to read the Gemara. That's what the Mashiach wants to say. On both sides, before I say a little short about Torah and something, for Sunday, I didn't have a chance, you'll excuse me, you're a little busy this week, to write up my Ramakomus for you. But let me just tell you, we start the next week, Yom Yetzir Shem, Rabbi Shmuel Demet Havai, we're back to the Nyanim of Chatos, Tzimek Shenishba, Kikir B'Sof Shachach. So, start on the Gemara, begin to learn the first half of the Gemara is Cheshbin Yad, the Pshat, and the Gemara is Kashis. So that will go until where it says,